Side 1, Volume 34, Number 12 of the New Era Magazine for December 2004. Official monthly publication for Youth of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Copyright 2004 by Intellectual Reserve Incorporated. All rights reserved.
The Message, What Think Ye of Christ? By Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. He is the Son of God, the Messiah, and much more. Every person in the world at some point in his or her eternal progression is one day going to have to come to the moment of truth when he or she must answer the question, What think ye of Christ? Matthew chapter 22, verse 42. Think of that. We are told that every eye shall see, every ear shall hear, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. See Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 through 11, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 104. On one occasion, Jesus asked his disciples, Whom do men say that I am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others, Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter, the senior member of the 12 apostles, answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 16. What think ye of Christ, and whom say ye that he is? Many Christians profess to follow Jesus Christ, but do not know him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. John chapter 17, verse 3. Many profess to be Christians, and yet do not believe that Jesus Christ is the literal Son of God, indeed the eldest Son of God, the Father. Men are willing to follow some of his teachings, but do not recognize the divine eternal purpose and the significance of his life to all mankind. What think ye of Christ? And whom say ye that I am? These were questions asked by Jesus to make people think, so that he might teach them who he was, that they might use their own agency, come to their own conclusions and commitments, follow him, and gain a testimony that he is the Son of God, our Redeemer. Who is he? Using the sacred scriptures, we can know Jesus Christ. He is more than a great teacher. He is the Messiah. He was willing to lay down his life for us. He is the only one who could, as these scriptures testify. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. I am the Lord thy God, and I give unto you this commandment, that no man shall come unto the Father but by me, or by my word, which is my law, saith the Lord. Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verse 12. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John chapter 14, verse 6. From the scriptures we learn more about him. First, the light of Christ is in all men. It leads men to accept the gospel and gain a testimony of him. It is because of the light of Christ that all men know good from evil, the guidance of a conscience. See Moroni chapter 7, verses 12 through 19. Jesus Christ is a God. He is the Jehovah of the Old Testament and the Savior of the New Testament. See Abraham chapter 2, verse 8. Jesus Christ dwelt in the heavens with his Father, and we dwelt with them as spirit children of God the Father. See John chapter 1, verses 1 through 2, Abraham chapter 3, verses 22 through 24. Jesus Christ confirmed his Father's eternal plan, that plan of which we are all part. We come to this earth to undergo testing for a probationary period and to experience opposition in all things. Through the eternal principle of agency, we are free to choose liberty and eternal life and return to God's presence if we live righteous lives, or to choose captivity and spiritual death. See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 11 and verse 27. We took a mortal body upon us. We will taste death and be resurrected because of the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We can inherit the celestial kingdom if we are worthy. We can dwell once again with God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ throughout all the eternities. Jesus Christ is the Creator of all things on earth, under the direction of His Father. See Moses chapter 1, verse 33, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 14. Jesus Christ came to this earth born of Mary, a mortal mother. His Father is Almighty God. See Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 35. Jesus Christ was baptized by immersion by John the Baptist, and the Holy Ghost was manifest in the Spirit like a dove descending upon Him. And His Father spoke, "Thou art My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Mark chapter 1, verses 10 through 11. Jesus Christ organized His church and selected 12 apostles, and also prophets, 70s, and evangelists. See Luke chapter 6, verse 13, chapter 10, verse 1, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Jesus Christ's message is unique. He stands between us and His Father. He is the mediator. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 41 through 43, John chapter 3, verse 17. Through Him and by Him shall all mankind be saved. Jesus Christ is the Redeemer, our Savior. Only He with a mortal mother and an immortal Father could fulfill the atonement and die to save all mankind. He did so of His own choice and free will. See Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. Jesus Christ was resurrected and appeared to many after His resurrection. See Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 44. John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18, and verses 24 through 30. He taught us the physical characteristics of a resurrected being and told us that we could follow His example and that we would be able to progress and be like Him. Jesus Christ's ascension into heaven before the eyes of His disciples was accompanied by the promise that in like manner He would come again. See Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. The second coming of Jesus Christ is nigh at hand, as the signs of the second coming are being fulfilled this very day. Jesus Christ appeared with His Father and restored the same organization He established during His ministry through Joseph Smith the prophet in these latter days. In addition to the Bible, the Book of Mormon was revealed to the world as another witness to testify of His divine calling and ministry. Jesus Christ leads and guides His church today through revelation to a prophet and counselors in the First Presidency and the 12 apostles, the same organization that He established when He was here on earth. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 102, verse 23, and the 9th Article of Faith. Jesus Christ's admonition to come and follow Me, Matthew chapter 19, verse 21, is the challenge that He gave to each of us. He lived in the premortal existence in the spirit world. He dwelled with God His Father. He is the Son, Jesus Christ. During this season, this is My personal witness and testimony. Oh, if I only had the voice and trump of an angel, that I could say to all mankind that He is risen and that He lives, that He is the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father, the promised Messiah, our Redeemer and Savior, that He came into this world to teach the gospel by example. His divine mission is directed to you and me to come unto Him, and He will lead us into eternal life. Note, from an article printed in the April 1987 New Era, end of note. End of the message. What Think Ye of Christ? By Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles.